Okay, let's go to New Zealand and Greg Hallett. Hello, Greg. Come on in. How are you? Hello, hello.
Hello.
G'day, mate.
Is that Frankie?
Frankie's here.
How you doing, my brother? It's wonderful to speak to New Zealand, you know.
Well, not the whole country. Almost, though.
Ah, well, you know, right as far as I'm concerned, this is as close as I'm going to get today, brother.
Yeah, we may not get down there to visit you, Greg, anytime soon, but I hope we do. I can't imagine why we'd go there, but if I understand that the country, New Zealand, is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the scenery's nice.
Okay. Very good answer.
Now, you're going to speak to the mind control issues and also this history demonstration of it through Hitler. Is your media as controlled as ours is here in the States? Because I have to tell you, the corporate media in the United States is, I look at it and I wonder if anyone else takes it seriously.
I'll tell you how controlled the media is in New Zealand. We haven't had any news here in 30 years.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
In 1995, Americans came to New Zealand and ensured that the news was an entertainment program and not the news.
Okay. So you have entertainment, or if you like, infotainment.
Were yeah, we have a program called The News that has stuff on it, which is everything but the news. It's the cover story for everything that happens.
Okay, well, for example, you have a pretty burgeoning film industry down there in New Zealand, okay?
Yep.
So you get a lot of news about entertainment and what's going on with filmmaking and music, and is that what...
Raincoats on the motorway, cat up a tree, and film.
Okay. All right, so, but how are you viewed down there? In other words, are they giving you, obviously you've answered the question, but I mean, do you see yourself being being read in New Zealand? Are they reading you at least? Are they talking to you on the talk shows?
We've got four TV channels here. Channel 4 is just music. Channel 2 is straight entertainment and soaps. And Channel 1 and Channel 3 are supposed to be sort of doco and news.
Yeah.
And, I've written probably the biggest story of the 21st century. Hitler was a British agent.
Right, that's a huge story.
I met the head of the state TV, and he got a copy of the book, right? And he won't return my emails, won't return my call. And I can't get on any program unless other than a spoof program.
God.
And then they film you saying that they're going to do something serious, and then it's titled Conspiracy.
Okay, so Greg Hallett, Hitler was a British agent, and they take that and sensationalize it, and then that's it. That's all you get.
Yep, that's it. And I've even had, reluctantly, the chief historians agreeing with the book, saying it's the first adequate book on Hitler.
Yeah, it's a good it's a great book on Hitler.
The truth crawls and lies walk, so, you know, it's slow and it's catching on, but it's also being suppressed.
Well, you know, you also talk a lot about ops in the book, ops, stealth ops, psych ops, and really that's the game going on right now, and the players in it and who they are and how the information came out of those circles. Greg Hallett, you might know, had spent quite a bit of time with, not just with the Spymaster, which I guess was a spy, but other people in intelligence business, and had gleaned a lot of this information from first-hand evidence, cobbled this thing together piece by piece by piece by piece, this jigsaw puzzle, or if you like, this broken mirror that he glued back together meticulously, so that you can't even see the lines of where the mirror was broken in the first place. And so thank you. Well, I used to be a fiction writer, okay?
You didn't need to say that.
I wanted to really, stretch my, I might want to write another story one day. Of course, you've written a real story. Most of the books that you see out there about conspiracies are fiction, but you put all this stuff together, and friends, it should be really a history book for you. Hitler was a British agent by Greg Hallett and the Spymaster. That's how good it is. It should be a textbook in every, I would say, even high school classes. Wouldn't you? Why not?
Oh, I would.
Yeah, in every high school class, every college library should have one of these books. You, if you want to do something really cool, get the book and give it to your parents. Or give it to a university library, or pass it on to a history professor that focuses in on the Hitlerian period. Give it to them. You know, there's a lot you can do when you have a book. There's a lot of things you can do with the book, and it looks like it's catching on slowly. What does that mean, Greg? Are people starting to really read it in New Zealand?
It means I haven't got the second edition out yet.
Oh yeah, that's right. The other thing is, how many editions? How many volumes are you going to have?
There's 10 volumes in all, and there's 4 in the Hitler series. And I got asked some questions from my readers, so I wrote some footnotes, and they ended up being 30-page chapters. So I've got a whole lot of 30-page chapters answering the rest of the questions. So they'll form another book.
Well, you know, what we want to talk about is psychops and social engineering. We want to get off the book, this volume, a little bit,
fine.
And want to ask you about the future. Because we've done 2 shows or 3 shows really focusing in on the veracity of the information and who Hitler was, the use of shame, guilt, perversion, blackmail, the idea that the Tavistock Institute could strip somebody's mind down to virtually nothing and then build them up to be whatever world leader they want, whatever puppet they need. And Greg's really established that in this book, I think more than any book that I've read. Is there any way, and these people are still in control, right? The Tavistock Institute?
Yeah, it's an institute, so it lives beyond the lifetime of a person. Tavistock's been going for 500 years.
That's what you
took on the name Tavistock in 1920.
Wow.
When it got some land in London. And I actually had the book, all of my books, stolen on the 11th of May, 2005.
Stolen?
And then it was the Mossad and the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service that got it. They got the disc at 11:30 in the morning, copied it, and then returned it at 5 at night, and then read it and started to act on it. So that gave it a lot of validity. And one of the things they acted on was the Tavistock Square bombing.
Tell us about that.
The Tavistock Square bombing was on the 7th of July, 2005. And 7th of July is 07-07-2005.
So 777.
007-007.
Ah, yeah. James Bond.
Yep. And 56 people died, including the 4 bombers. And it was the 56th year since Hitler had died in 1950 in Spain.
Oh, man.
It was bus number 30 that blew up at Tavistock Square. And on that day, the new Lord Tavistock was 30 days old. And Hitler left Berlin with Ian Fleming on a Westland Lysander 3A at 5 p.m., which is 1700 hours.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Ian Fleming was the author of the James Bond books.
The Iranian Oil Wars.
Right.
I openly admit I was wrong on that. This almost sounds like a British conspiracy then to control things through mind control. Am I getting this correct then? The idea that the Tavistock Institute would have created Hitler under mind control to do this thing. Was that then by the direction of Britain, or are they almost a rogue autonomous agency working on their own?
Well, Britain is constantly being taken politics.
That's great. I'll work that one out.
Homeland Security is, let's invite terrorists into the country and ensure that we're always late to serve and secure, and we cover up any self-sabotage, which is exactly what Homeland Security has done.
That's what they're for, to cover up the sabotage we do to ourselves.
Yeah, like New Orleans and the bombing of the levees.
Well, there was apparently a shootout there.
I've got one. How about the Department of Justice?
Yeah, exactly.
So the Department of Injustice.
Yep.
The war on drugs.
The Department of Just Us.
Just Us. Okay. The war on drugs. More drugs. The war on poverty. More poverty. That's wild. And so in order to become one of those leaders, you got to get somehow your mind wrapped around working backwards, and then you really got it going on.
And that's called deconstruction. So what foreign governments do is they look for sexual deviants who have a certain amount of intelligence, and they take them to their own countries and train them in their own country's ideology, and then send them back to their country to be the enemy within.
Okay, now why sexual deviance? Why do you need a sexual pervert?
The world is run on shame. Governments are run on shame.
Shame.
Social policies run on shame. As long as you can shame someone and promote them, they will do absolutely anything they can to not have their shame revealed. So the greater the shame, the more the person is promoted.
And the more control they would be then.
Because
they'll do what you want, provided the promise of not being found out never happens.